University of Phoenix Executive Vice President and CFO Byron Jones, and my homeboy, joins us with information on a new online resource for teachers, parents, and students at SavingTomorrowToday.com. Good morning, Byron.
Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
I'm good. Last year, the University of Phoenix produced a documentary with one solution titled Saving Tomorrow Today, the Curriculum of the New America. And as a leader and innovator in online higher education, the University of Phoenix, along with News One, have now launched SavingTomorrowToday.com, a digital platform designed to highlight ways we can work together to create environments where African-American students can grow. All right, K-12 classrooms are becoming more ethnically diverse, yet the teaching profession has not followed suit. Why do you think that's the case, Byron?
Well, right now we're seeing the lowest conferral of education degrees across the nation. Part of the issue could be around compensation, because it is the lowest paying profession for someone who graduates out of a college. And so what we've also seen is that the representation of minority educators is very low. And so that's an issue for us as far as us trying to reach out to students and parents and to put them on the right trajectory to be successful.
So what are the grade levels and subject areas where you see the biggest disparity between minority students and their white counterparts, Byron?
Well, I think that, you know, when you look at third and fourth grade, and parents must get their children started early, pre-K, K, you know, some states don't fund pre-K, some states don't fund full day kindergarten, and this is where parent advocacy groups have to get together. But when I looked at statistics in third and fourth grade, our students in math and reading was 30 and 40 points, not percent, but points behind our white counterparts, behind our white citizens. And so the issue, you know, I won't even compare us to the average, because right now we're not helping the average. So the question is, when you back up and look at the U.S. and a world economy, and you see what the education system is for the United States, it is very concerning. And so as I tell my sons, and I travel to China quite a bit, they're not competing against the child against them in the classroom. We're really on a world economy now. It's different from when you and I were coming up. And so this is why it's so critical for us to be able to create lanes of opportunity. We've got kids graduating high school that don't have the opportunity to go to college because they're not fully prepared.
Now, the University of Phoenix is partnering with Florida A&M University to help prepare minority K-12 students.
Yes, so FAMU has a DRS school, Development Research School, K-12, and in January, this past January, they went online with about 3 to 4 classes. The great thing about it for FAMU DRS is not only for their students, the content will be accredited in the state of Florida. They can offer to any child that lives in the state of Florida to attend high school at FAMU DRS. What the superintendent wants to do is eventually start to offer AP classes. So think about it. If you're a student in Belgrade or Pehokee, well, you may only have 3 or 4 students that are able to take an AP class, or 5 students. It's not big enough for a cohort. Now they can come to FAMU DRS. And more importantly, it become a recruiting conduit for students who make to consider FAMU, put it top of consideration. I was literally just on campus on Friday with my son, because I told him that's where you're going next year.
You told him, huh?
Yeah, I just let him know.
Yeah, that's what it takes. That's what it takes. How can teachers better engage students, and how can parents do? What can parents do to contribute to their child's academic preparedness?
Yeah, you know, it's different city by city. So I think the big thing. So you talked about last year we produced a documentary. By midsummer, we actually launched a coalition with Reverend Sharpton and National Action Network with TV1, and we named 4 cities that we were going to. And so that was midsummer. In January, we launched the first one in Baltimore at Booker T. Washington Middle School, how apropos. And it concentrates on 2 things. One is around how do you redevelop the parental and community involvement in the school, because parents and the community should be an extension of the school from a resource standpoint. And the second part is around how do we ensure our educators are properly qualified and are the best. We don't want them just to be qualified. We want them to be the best, because they're a representation of our school. And so on the website, if people begin to check the website, they will not only see the stories of what we're doing in the cities, but the stories across the country of what resources people are using to ensure that the students are better prepared. And so this is why we want the website is a living kind of communication mode that TV1 does for us. That would be very important.
Okay, what's the website?
SavingTomorrowToday.com. SavingTomorrowToday.com.
Go to BlackAmericaWeb.com for more information. Byron Jones, University of Phoenix, homie.